So we gave some examples yesterday where the even we asked the non-Jew to do something, but what the malacha part which was done was not part of the request. So even though we assume he's going to do that, that wasn't part of the request, and he's doing that for his own benefit, his own purpose, so it's not considered part of the command of the Jew. So it's not a problem in the command end. It's not considered the Jew's being in the henna, because he's doing it for his own benefit, not for the purpose of the Jew. Some other examples where you'd have that type of situation. Let's say a situation where the non-Jew comes into the house and he walks out of the room, he turns off the light. It's oy vey, turns the light back on, right? So he turned on the light for the Jew, because he's leaving the room. He's turning it on for the Jew. But he's not really turning it on for the Jew. He's turning it on because he, by mistake, turned off the light, and he feels bad, and he wants to correct his mistake. Obviously, a case where he lit it for himself, it's going to be mutter. So let's say I have a situation where I invite him to come in to eat, and it's a dark room, and he turns on the lights. He's turning on the light that he wants to eat. So that's not a problem. Let's say a situation where I ask him to wash the dishes. So he goes into the kitchen, he turns on the light. So he's turning on the light in that situation because he needs to turn on the light to be able to wash the dishes. I didn't ask him to turn on the light. He's not turning on the light for me. He's turning on the light for himself to do his job that he has to do. Let's say I need a taxi right after Shabbos. So I tell the taxi that he should be by my house at a certain time, which means he's going to have to drive on Shabbos to get there. But I don't care where he lives. I don't care where he brings his taxi from. I'm not asking him to drive his taxi to Shabbos. I'm asking him to have his taxi there. He can leave his taxi there from before Shabbos. I have no involvement in that which he's driving the taxi in Shabbos. It's not part of my issue. A situation where you have a Jewish taxi driver, that's much more complicated. We're talking about a case of a non-Jew. Let's say a situation where the non-Jew does malacha for a group of people. He does something for the in the Warwick to take care of the people living in the Warwick. So there's Jews and there's non-Jews in that situation. So in that situation where he's person does something, the more talks about cases where a person would do something. He heated up the merchats in the case of Morris. He heated up the bathhouse. So the halacha says, if right of the city is non-Jewish, so then you assume that it's being done for the non-Jews. If there's a specific individual, which is an important individual, then it's a problem. In other words, if I know that he has me in mind, if he has a Jew in mind, even though the Rav is not Jewish, it's going to be, in other words, having in mind for Jew and non-Jew together is also going to be a problem. But he just does stam, so that is going to be mutter. So I imagine that the fellow who goes down to the basement to reset the electrical circuit is not having in mind for the Jews, and not, he's having in mind for the people in the building in stam. This comes up, the question comes up, there was electrical, there's problems with electricity, it went down. Workers came and they fixed up. So they're doing malach on Shabbos, but not doing it for the Jews specifically. They're doing it for whoever lives in the neighborhood, and that's not going to be a problem because they're not doing it for Jews, specifically for the Jewish people who are there. So these are some of the examples which we have where he's doing a malacha. You maybe ask him to do the malacha. He's doing it in a certain sense for you, but the malacha part is not part of the tzivoy, and that's going to be mutter. Especially when we're going to talk about other areas the next few days. Again, we'll talk about other areas where we'll have a heter for a mir lahakum, different types of heter for a mir lahakum. Have a good morning.